Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Don't you think but Vusi should join me one of these days in the studio? Because, I mean, hey, why doesn't he just come back to radio? Really amazing. You are on to the second hour of Heart to Heart. My name is Lukom Kwedi Phuthi. Who I looked at the date in front of me and I thought such a special day, but we'll talk about that actually later on. Right now, I got a guest in studio and I must say it interests me because I'm just one of those people who don't really keep much with the times, but the times are really rushing by. And so I'm really excited because this time in studio, I am joined by Richard Genlaud, and he's the head of marketing of Evotel. If you didn't know about Evotel, now you're about to know about it. welcome, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Luca, and thanks to all the Pulpit FM listeners.
Oh, it's really great to have you. I must say, when I saw Evotel, I was like, cool. And then I read up a little bit about it and I was like, I think I'm more confused. This guy better come in studio and clarify everything for us. So let's start here. Tell us about Evotel, first of all. Who is Evotel? Because I'm telling you now, there seems to be, you know, with Wi-Fi providers, fiber, and we get confused there. The other one says fiber, the other one says Wi-Fi, and you're like, what's the difference, really?
It can definitely be confusing, so hopefully I can shed some light on the subject. So basically, Evotel is what's known as a FNO or fiber network operator. Mm-hmm. What we do is we build fiber network infrastructure throughout South Africa. We're across 8 provinces now, and basically what we do is we build the infrastructure itself, and then we have service providers, 49 service providers that offer fiber internet services on that network.
Okay.
And that allows people to connect on the latest technology in terms of internet connectivity and at the most affordable price. So what we do is we try and arrange the best possible deals with our service providers. And then we allow clients to sign up on our platforms to access those exclusive deals.
So instead of going to that red or that yellow one or that blue one, you know them, I then approach Evotel and say, hey, I need good fiber, is that what I can say?
I agreed, and I think one of the main things that we do that sort of differentiates us from most places is we don't want to just sell the products we have. We want to identify the needs of the clients, the consumers, mm-hmm. And then try and pair them with the best possible product or service to satiate their needs. So I think that just adds a little bit of extra layer. Rather than just selling what you see, you try and find the best possible way to solve the client's needs.
In case somebody right now, Richard, is thinking, new kids on the block, these kids keep popping up. News. I just learned that you are not a new kid on the block, actually.
No, we've been around for 10 years now.
Sure.
We actually celebrated our 10th anniversary in March.
So with that being, on which date?
In March.
When in March? First?
Yeah, 1st of March.
Should have been 13, because that's my birthday. So having been around for 10 years, Richard, tell me, what do you think has been your greatest achievement?
Well, I think let me just start by just creating a little bit of a need in South Africa. Like we all live in South Africa. We know that there's many, many challenges. And I think some of the big ones are that there's a huge amount of unemployment. I've got some stats here. Mm. National unemployment in South Africa is around 33%.
Yep.
If you look at our youth, it's around 44.6%.
Yep.
And unfortunately, like a lot of the kids, they're not finishing high school. We've got 64% of our youth. That only complete their high school education.
Sure.
And then of the people that complete their high school education, only 27% are able or eligible to do a tertiary education.
Sure.
So there's a rather strong need in South Africa for entrepreneurship and people to start their own businesses if they're not going to be able to access work opportunities through the formal channels. So part of what we do and what makes us special and what's really close to my heart is we try and find ways of allowing people to access opportunities through internet services.
Okay.
And I think that sort of leads me to our schools project. So one of the initiatives that we've undergone is we connect all the schools in our coverage areas to a free fiber connection.
You beat me to that, because when I saw it, I was like, what? So many schools and you're connecting them for free?
Yeah. So basically the idea is if you can access a school, you're going to access a whole bunch of kids and teachers and with one fiber connection. So you can literally spread the access to the opportunities that come from the access to the internet to a lot more people. So this was actually an initiative that was started by our CEO at the time, Albert Oosthuizen, and he's a really passionate South African and really wants to see this country improve. Mm-hmm. So he's doing his best to make sure that the access in South Africa is granted to as many people for as affordable price as possible.
Interesting. I'm going to pick your brain a little bit, Richard.
Okay.
This is totally off the cuff. You aren't expecting it. But why? You can even correct me if I'm wrong with this assumption. Why does it seem as if fiber internet is a lot more cheaper than your regular internet you move around with? Because I've done a comparison whenever this one particular service provider I went to, and they said the fiber line uncapped is much more cheaper than if I'd get, I think it was 800 gigs of internet. And I thought, why though? Because it seems as if fiber is even much more faster than the general ones that we've got.
Well, here's some quite crazy stats for you. We're all aware that data prices, especially like LTE 5G data prices, are horrifically expensive in South Africa. I think you're looking at somewhere around 35 rand per gigabyte of data.
Yep.
So I wouldn't say like internet access in general is limited. People do have access, but they restrict their own abilities to connect because of the costs. Mm. So an average client on Evotel is using in excess of 10 gigabytes of data a day. So if you were going to apply 35 rand per gig to that and use a LTE connection, it would really make a big dent in your pocket.
Yeah.
So fiber is cheap for a variety of reasons. The one is that it's the latest technology, so it's significantly faster than the other internet service providers, so they can provide more gigs on that line in the same time. The other reason is a sort of uniquely South African challenge. So many of the clients that we had used to have ADSL connections. You may be aware of ADSL.
Yes.
And what that was is a copper-based internet solution.
Yes.
And unfortunately, in South Africa, copper is...
It's not the safest commodity.
It's not the safest commodity. So a lot of the challenges... And it's an expensive. It's a precious metal, so it's quite an expensive a product to produce. And it was getting stolen a lot, cut down, and then the shielding was burnt off and then sold on the scrap market for the scrap value. Fortunately, with fiber internet, the only materials that are in the actual infrastructure themselves is glass and plastic. So there's nothing there's nothing really to sell. So the network itself doesn't have a lot of intrinsic value, except for the value that obviously the service that's on that line creates. So therefore there's significantly lower maintenance costs, and that means that the end user gets to pay a significantly lower premium.
Wow. Listen, I've learned something, and I'm sure I got you to learn something as well today, because it's a question we really always had at the back of our minds. So what is your purpose in this telecommunication space in general, and who is your target market exactly?
Well, I know this is my goal, and I know this is shared by many of the people at Evotel, is I want to connect to South Africa. I want people in South Africa to be able to have the maximum access to opportunity. Mm. We have some incredibly hardworking people. The thing I like to say to people is, like, if you took half the challenges that South African faces on a day-to-day basis and you applied them to people in other places in the world, they wouldn't bother getting out of bed in the morning.
Of course.
So we have a very strong hustle culture. Everybody's got a side or second job in order to make ends meet. And I believe that if we could equalize the amount of opportunity that was available for these people, that would really make South Africa a great place. And so for me, it's just about improving South Africa and making sure that I do my bit and Evotel does its bit in order to uplift South Africa. Yeah, everybody benefits from a stronger economy, including us.
I keep pushing you in a corner, Richard, because I've got so many questions. But what informs the areas you guys get to cover? Because I understand it's now 8 provinces. And earlier on, I was asking you, do you cover a certain area? Like, not yet. What informs, how do you guys get into these communities?
So obviously, if our goal is to connect as many South Africans as possible, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go build an area that's already got access to fiber.
Oh.
So we do a feasibility study in an area. The other thing that's sort of a restricting factor for us is that the network is like a spider web. It has a central location and then everything's built out from there. So even areas that aren't connected, it takes some time to get to them because we have to go along the line. It's an infrastructure. It's almost like a road, right? You can't just build an intersection in the middle of nowhere. then no one can really connect. It's got to have a highway or something that goes to it. So,
So
we have some limitations on where we can actually build. And then our focus is to build in high density areas to connect as many people as possible. But as those high density areas dry up or they get built by other providers or ourselves, then we move into the more rural locations after that.
Rural locations. So you guys want to make sure that internet gets into, but is it not going to be affected in terms of network and whatnot if you go into the rural areas?
Look, I mean, fiber is not affected by weather. It's not affected by distance. Because it's an infrastructure-based service, basically as long as the fiber cable is connected, you're going to have a very high-quality service.
So, I'm asking because I'm from the Eastern Cape, and network is a huge mission. Very soon I'm going to the Eastern Cape, and I am forced to stay in East London when I'm home and not the other side because I'm going to be doing this from the comfort of my home. So if I go to Dugua, where I come from, a rural area, there won't be any network, so that means I can't work.
Sure. Sure, and I think that's a problem that many face, right? You've got limitations in terms of access to LTE towers, and then they need line of sight. If you've got a wireless connection, which some areas have access to, you still need to have line of sight, and those connections are affected negatively by big storms and weather.
Yeah, which we get quite a lot.
100%. One of the other things that I think is a lot less known about fiber versus other services is, let's say you connected to an ADSL service, which is also an infrastructure line-based service.
Mm-hmm.
That service is what is a shared service. So if you have a whole bunch of people connected at the same time, you're going to notice a reduction in your speed.
Yep.
With fiber, that's different. You've got individual strands of fiber, and each of those fibers is dedicated to a particular home. So unless you've shared your Wi-Fi with your whole town, your Wi-Fi password, you aren't going to see dramatic reductions in speed based on the amount of traffic that's on the line. So it it has some distinct advantages, other than being the fastest and the latest tech.
So what drives Evotel as a company on a daily basis? And was there a serious need for a fiber internet provider, in suburbs?
Well, I think all areas have challenges. I mean, I've got some friends in Auckland Park. You know, that's middle of Joburg, and they still don't have access to a fiber connection.
What?
So there's definitely underserved communities still, whether they're in suburbs or not. And I think the whole goal of Evotel is to connect as many South Africans as possible. We're actually quite happy to have competitors in the space. We want them to drive down the prices and make it more affordable for clients to connect.
So the more competition, the more the prices actually drop.
Sure. I mean, that's going to be true for most industries. But basically, when you've got a highly competitive environment, then the consumer benefits.
Wow. We spoke about schools earlier on.
That's true.
What's the feedback been looking like?
Yeah, so just a little bit of insight into that. So basically the way this works is if we build an area, we'll approach the schools in that area and we'll ask them to apply for a fiber service with us if they don't already have a connection. If they don't have a connection and they can agree to our sort of terms of service, then we will go and put a free fiber connection into that school. We rely on the school to decide on how to allow access. So whether it's only going to be for the teachers so that they can enrich their lessons, or whether the students are going to have access, or whether the students are going to only have access during break times. That's really left up to the schools. We're a fiber service provider. We don't understand the
dynamics.
but we do know that we want kids to have access to the research tools that they need. And because not everyone's got a guaranteed connection at home, it makes sense to connect them at the school. So when they're doing their aftercare or whatever, they can have access to a fiber connection to do their research and make better projects. And our sort of hope is that at the end of it, they end up leaving school much more well-rounded and with better prospects for the future.
And if you think about it, Richard, the need is actually growing.
Because
even with the schools, as much as cell phones are not allowed to be brought, we're also finding a generation of children or learners who use a lot of tablets. And I know the government has also kind of bought into that in some schools where they provide tablets and computers and the likes. So ultimately, the internet is going to be needed.
It 100% is. And the tools on the internet are also becoming much more powerful. So we've got ChatGPT, for example, which is these AI-generated tools that can really allow you to access a lot of information and get that information really, really quickly. And I know there's obviously it's a bit of a contentious issue at the schools at the moment.
Well,
but but ChatGPT and AI.
True.
And whether or not it's acceptable, and there's still going to be some decisions made. But I think since the COVID-19 days, like, there's been a bit of a transition onto internet-based services.
Yep.
A lot more online shopping, a lot more trust for people to do that. I mean, you've seen it with, like, your Checkers 6060 and all that jazz.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people now buying online rather than going to physical store locations.
The world is digital. The world is very digital.
So the need is growing, and the rest of the world has already kind of taken hold of it.
Yeah.
So if we're going to compete in the global stage alongside those other currencies and economies, we're going to have to make sure that we're also adopting the latest tech.
Speaking of competition, what makes Evertel so special and, you know, different to the rest of the fiber companies? You did speak about competition, but what do you think sets you apart?
So I think there's, quite a few different aspects that set us apart, but I think the one that we're really proud of is that we are really focused on our reputation. So we ensure that, like, the support channels that we have in order to get assistance if you've got an issue, or even just to identify what need or product is the right one for you, is done by a human, not necessarily a chatbot service, which can be really, really frustrating.
It can. we really just want to chat to humans now.
You want to get the information, and a chatbot's never going to be able to identify the circumstances that you're in and identify the right product. So doing a proper needs analysis with the client and making sure that they get a personalized and tailor-made approach is really important, and I think that is represented by our reputation online. So we've got some really good reputation when it comes to, like, Hellopedia and Google, and we want to maintain that.
I think some of us run to those platforms first.
Sure.
Before we go for your service. I know the other day I was telling you I'm looking for an internet service provider, and there was this particular one I had reached out to, and for some odd reason I saw one terrible comment on Facebook, and I thought, let me run to Google. I quickly wrote reviews on this particular company. They were bad. I was like, I'm out. By the time they called me, I'm like, no, sorry guys, I'm good. My mistake.
Well, I think you're just showing that we're creating a more intelligent and a more well-versed consumer.
Yep.
So they are turning to these channels to find out what kind of services other clients have received, and what they can expect when they're parting with their hard-earned capital.
That's very true. Now, one of the things we touched on earlier on, and I think it's very important when somebody's listening, especially with Wi-Fi, we spoke of just how high the costs of internet are in our country. How affordable is your internet to a client?
So obviously, like I mentioned earlier, we've got some like exclusive promotions. So you can get internet from as low as 299 Rand for an uncapped unlimited connection.
Please come this side of the country.
And then offer promotion. So basically, like, permanent pricing, you're looking at from around 489 Rand a month. On our more affordable service providers. But like I said before, just buying the cheapest based on the line speed is not the wisest decision. You need to apply a little bit more insight into it than that.
Of course.
And we try to create the expectation from the client as to what they're going to be using the services for, so we can accurately give them some options that would serve those needs.
You know what's the most important thing for me? TV, please. Can my TV play well? Because I got 2-year-old twins, and when that Cocomelon starts playing, they're excited. So I don't want it buffering while they're watching.
Well, I think that's definitely one aspect, and I think that's something that I would like to address as well. Like, most people, when they see internet services, they think entertainment, they think gaming, they think streaming services.
Of course.
That's one really, really small element. The way I like to think about it is, if you buy, like, a gaming console, right, you can game on that console and it's going to be entertaining. But if you have a PC, then you can game on it, but you can also access research material.
True.
You can connect with your friends and family online and have a video call or whatever the case may be. So what we're trying to promote is not only the
entertainment side,
but also the educational side, also the side about how to create your business. The example I like is, if you're a street artist and you put your street on a street corner somewhere, your market that the people that you're going to be able to access is your street corner. But with a very little bit of skill and an internet connection, you can create an online store, and then you can theoretically sell to anybody in the world. So you can really open your horizons when it comes to market.
Wow. Richard, you've leveled up, your packages. Could you please explain it in simple terms, I told you, I'm layman sitting here.
No problem. So basically, what that is, we're desperately trying to add as much value to our clients as possible. So with many of our fiber line connections from the 10 meg all the way up to the 150, we're basically just doubling the speeds.
Wow.
So if you were on a 10 meg previously, you're now getting 20. If you were on a 13, you're now getting 60.
Wow.
Up until the highest tier packages, which just really can't be doubled just because of the restrictions on the actual infrastructure themselves. But that just means that the client basically gets double the value for money. So if something was taking you half an hour to download it, now it'll take 15 minutes. If it was taking an hour, it'll take half an hour. So it just gives you access to a higher speed connection. And this is just one of the ways we try to build value for our services and products to our clients.
Love to hear it. Do you plan on opening more physical stores?
Yeah, so we only just recently opened our first fiber store. This is a bit of an unusual concept. Like you mentioned the big three telco providers in South Africa. They have kind of got the store logic and they've got a lot of physical stores. But a lot of the other fiber service operators they're generally just an online service.
Oh.
So what we've identified is that there are certain areas where people need to understand internet a bit better.
Sometimes I just want to walk in and say, Richard, no, I've been talking to this person. I don't get it.
Yeah. So, and also to be able to help identify their circumstances to make recommendations of the right service to implement, especially when it comes to like business fiber services, each case is completely unique.
Of course.
You may need additional Wi-Fi extenders. You may have 150 employees. You may have five, you know. Mm. So just going and picking a fiber service based on the number doesn't always make sense.
And the price, and you're thinking you need a lower one.
And then in addition to that, the store can offer services to get in touch with your internet service provider so that it's not at your cost, especially if your internet is off and you've got a problem. Like some of the service providers don't have a call center to be able to easily get in contact with.
Oh.
We can then offer ways of getting in contact with them. And then in addition to that, a place to be able to report and get feedback on challenges and issues.
Mm.
Unfortunately, because the billing side of it is with the service provider itself, that's not something we can help with, but we can help facilitate that.
Absolutely amazing.
So, answer your question, it's kind of being used as a bit of a pilot. If it's successful and we find that it is helping clients to connect and to get the support that they need, then we do plan to open more fiber stores. But we actually only launched the store last month. So, it's the first of its kind in Rustenburg. And then we'll see if the market decides that it was a successful thing to do, and if it has a high popularity, then we'll definitely roll out more stores.
Is that because Rustenburg is one of the areas you highly support?
It's just one of our first sort of areas, so it's got a lot of clients in the area, and we thought that having an area that has already got a lot of clients in it,
which makes sense,
especially from a service perspective, would really assist and aid those clients.
That put a smile on my face, because it's not only about you guys populating your service, but it's also about, we've got a lot of clients here who might need our assistance, so we need to be at their doorstep.
Sure. I mean, if the forefront of our decision making was always to just accomplish new clients, we would take an area that we didn't have any clients in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That didn't even necessarily need, just to make sure that you expand yourselves.
Sure.
I think, you know, I don't know if you can think of areas in particular where you really cover, so that if somebody's listening right now, they can say, hey, I didn't know you exist in our area. Definitely. Which, you spoke of 8 provinces, right, that you cover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're all over the show. I mean, I can give you a whole list, but it's going to
take a whole day.
Yeah. But places like Krugersdorp, even places like Rudolstadt, Udendals Rus, Virginia. Mm. So it's not only the big city centers, the sort of more rural, smaller areas also need to have access. So
of course,
we focus on them. And as soon as an area becomes feasible, then we try and build those areas as quickly as we can. In order to assist those clients and get them onboarded so that they can start making a difference in their lives.
Hmm.
I think what what people also undervalue in terms of fiber services is if you look at how you can start saving money or earning money from the platform, they really start offsetting the costs really, really quickly. I mean, I'll give you an example. If you were to work from home rather than coming to the office, you'd save all your transport money to get here.
Exactly.
And that would tenfold overcome the costs of the fiber service in the first place.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So is it also possible for, like, let's say a community, okay, I'm asking too many questions, but is it possible for a community to actually reach out to you guys and say, hey, how about you just study in our area and see if, you know, this is something that could work?
Yeah, sure. We definitely can do that. Like I said, there's a feasibility process that has to be undergone. A lot of our capital that's needed to build comes from banks, and they have funding requirements or investors, and they have requirements in order to get particular milestones completed in order to build an area.
Mm-hmm.
But like everywhere is on the table that isn't already built.
Yeah.
What probably is unlikely is if an area already has fiber connection, it's not really going to be considered first.
Of course.
On our priority list.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. So how do people actually get hold of Evotel and, you know, necessary documents to sign up?
Yeah, so I would really implore people to go to our website. That's Evotel, evotel.co.za. We've just launched a new look and feel on the website, and the whole goal of that was to improve customer experience.
Hmm.
So
is this what you're wearing now, the new look and feel?
Yeah, so this is just our new gear, but the website's got a new look and feel, which is sort of designed to categorize clients into their main needs. So whether it's gaming or whether it's a home fiber service or whether it's a business connection, and then we can then show them the products that are available that cater well to those needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the long-term goal is to actually create an online needs analysis to be able to allow clients to sort of filter based on their needs the right products. But at the moment, we're largely using humans to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then just to get in contact with us, if you don't want to go to our website, then you can give us a call on 0860-386-835.
Okay, this is radio, so what we do is we count our numbers. Say that again, slower.
So it'll be 0860-386-835.
Love to hear that. Anything else you'd like to add, Richard?
I just think I want to ensure that, like, everybody that works, lives, is a South African, is doing their part to ensure that their community is uplifted and upskilled.
Yeah.
And I really challenge, like, all the fiber service providers, employ local, find the local contractors in those areas, train them, upskill them. Let's not get people that already have access to opportunity and give them more. Let's find the people that need the bit of assistance. I mean, one of the things...
And it addresses one of the stats you gave us of unemployment.
Sure. And I think, like, one of the things that Evotel's really done well, which I really appreciate, and I know that's a big driver for them, is they make a point out of going and finding local SMEs and contractors to do the maintenance, to do the installations.
Wow.
And a lot of the time, those companies don't exist when Evotel enters there, and then there's the formation of a whole bunch of small and medium enterprises that come out of it. You know, even if we look inward, even inside my marketing department, we've got people that have now been able to create companies, which then we use in order to get branding and stuff done. Or we've employed people into our ranks, you know, into some of the high-powered positions that assisted us, that were community members that maybe helped us accomplish way leaves or give us access to municipalities or to find the right contact people. So I just want to challenge everybody in South Africa, if you have a business, you're in a business, you run a business, hire local, uplift the communities you're in, help the economy grow. It's going to help us.
I love to hear this. Thank you so much, Richard. Thanks to Evotel for bringing such great services to our communities. It's much needed, especially because you guys go to those communities that are not really looked after. So thank you so much and have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
After being a voice of hope for more than 40 years, Radio Pulpit's future is uncertain. Due to a possible shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future, we are standing at a turning point. By faith, we have already launched 4 web radio stations. Radio Pulpit Online, IM Youth Web Radio Station, and two new stations, Radio Consul Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. With these online stations, we will be able to keep the Voice of Hope alive. Will you support us to secure our broadcasting in the future? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729 for banking details or pay directly into our account. Thank you for your support. Standard SMS rates apply.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Inspiring you with God's word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Also download our app and listen to our podcasts.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.